Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
As beautiful and joyous as Valentine's Day may be, finding the perfect food spot to celebrate with a loved one can be a real challenge, especially when all you have to go off of are blurry Yelp photos and not very detailed Google reviews. Welcome back to another episode of Rate This Plate. I'm your host for today, Kayla Amoa, and in today's episode, we're going to see if Native Plate can pass the test of being the perfect place to bring your Valentine. As soon as you walk in, you're immediately greeted with a warm boho chic aesthetic, giving off a very cute and romantic atmosphere.
The overall vibe of this place, the aesthetic, I just love it here. It's so pretty, gives very like bamboo, very like boho chic. It's really cool. I like it.
Native Plate serves global street food, heavily inspired by Southeast Asian cuisine, and is located in downtown Richmond on East Main Street. Their extensive menu includes a wide variety of appetizers, main dishes, salads, soup and ramen, beverages, and dessert. To start off, I decided to go with a Vietnamese iced coffee for only $3, and as a hardcore coffee lover, I thoroughly enjoyed this.
It's literally my go-to every time I come here. Well, I try to drink coffee like before it hits 4, but whenever I do come here before 4, I always get the Vietnamese iced coffee because it's so good.
For my main dish, I decided to go with the hibachi chicken.
Well, we're here at like 1 o'clock, so during I think like 1 to 3, they have like hibachi lunch special, which is really, really good. So I always try to come here before 3.
It comes with grilled chicken, egg fried rice, sauteed zucchini and onions, and yum yum and ginger sauce on the side, all for $14.
It was fantastic. I would give it a good like 9.5 out of 10. Yeah.
The vegetables were sauteed to perfection, the chicken was very well seasoned, and the sauces really elevated the meal.
Okay, I'm like full now. So that's why it's not like fully finished, but I might pick at it a bit more. But yeah, it was really good.
Besides how great the food was, I think this is actually a pretty good price for hibachi, considering how other hibachi places I've been to are a little bit more on the expensive side.
I would say like the portion sizing maybe is just like really good. I don't know. I think just like the vegetables that were in here and the rice and the chicken, I don't know. It's better than a lot of the hibachi that I've had in terms of like flavoring and stuff. So that's what I would say. And also like, I feel like the sauce amount that they give is like really good. You know, I feel like sometimes other hibachi places, like they give you like too little sauce, just from my experience, but like the sauce, they give you 2 sauces. Like, this is just great. Like, this is awesome. So.
For dessert, I was recommended this creme brulee with a burnt banana slice on top. It sounded good, so why not give it a try? And I'm really glad I did. I'm usually not the biggest creme brulee person, but this was actually really good. The banana on top definitely made the entire dish. With the beautiful environment and excellent tasting food, I had a great time giving Native Plate a try. Overall, I definitely say this is a great spot to take your loved one this Valentine's Day. I recommend checking it out, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out our other Revoice Network originals. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla Amoa, and this is Rate This Plate. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.